Ever since we came in, one of the first things I said to them was I wanted them to come into work with smiles on their faces and enjoy coming into work. And when you're winning games and you're on a good run like we are, then obviously that helps with the environment. But we aren't resting on our laurels. We're making sure that we're on top of the players and that they're on top of themselves and they're working hard to get even better.
We talk a lot about the Christmas period and busy fixtures and this, that and the other. How important is it to go into Christmas with a bit of momentum behind you?
Well, Saturday is another opportunity for us against Luton. That's how, I know it's a cliche, but that's how we look at it. We've got to go game by game. We can't get ahead of ourselves in terms of anything other than performing on Saturday. And once we've played that game, then we'll recover as well as we can and get ready for the next one. It's for us as football people, that's the way that we look at it.
Is this Luton game similar to Stevenage last time out in that you're rivals in terms of where you are in the table and a victory to one of you can make a real difference?
Short term, yeah, I think that's correct. But, you know, like I said, it's just another game in the sense of it's 3 points that are available. And we know we've got to go and perform how we have been performing here at Bloomfield Road, because our form here, I think we've lost one in 13, so we need to maintain that and kick on again.
Yeah, you allude to that home form. Yeah. You've scored a lot of goals as well, haven't you? How good is it to have the options? I know a couple of subs came on and scored in the last game, for example. It must be a nice problem to have players scoring goals left, right and centre.
Very much so, and like you say, it's better having that problem and having to, you know, frustrate one or two than looking around to see who's available, so to speak, because we had that at the start of the season at the front where we only had one fit striker at one point. So, you know, we're delighted with the options that we have available. But it's not just the strikers. I think Bright scored on Saturday, was our 13th different scorer. So that shows the contribution of goals coming from everyone. And there's still people that we want to contribute even further.
Does it show what good personalities you've got in your dressing room as well? I heard Mark Cullen after the game last Saturday saying, I've been frustrated, but I can hardly complain. I've just got to bide my time and take my chance when I get it. They seem to be a really close-knit group in that sense.
Yeah, I think it's something that has been really pleasing for me the last 2 weeks, especially because we made the changes that we did at Doncaster and the lads went out and performed ever so well. It is a tight-knit group. They're getting better. They're working. And it's like I've said all along, Dan, you know, we're only 20 games in. So in terms of building relationships, it's still new, which baffles me about when people sack managers after such a short space of time, because it is an ongoing process and, you know, it doesn't happen just overnight. And it is about building rapport and having a spirit, and that takes time. There is no magical remedy to make everything perfect after one game or one training session. It takes time, but people seem to miss that point nowadays.
There is such a long way to go. I'm sure there'll be
yeah.
so many twists and turns.
Of course.
How soon will we be able to look at that League Two table and read anything into it? Are we still at the stage where you can be third from bottom and be in the playoffs by the end?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I do believe that. I think if you look at Wickham, for example, we're a great example of that. You know, not so long ago, they were, I don't know, fifth or sixth from bottom. And now, look at them. Now they're flying. I think they've won six on the trot. And it just shows you what can happen. And I think, like you've rightly said there, I think that will continue throughout the season. And that's why I'm saying that we, as a group, we focus this week on pushing on and how we can improve and how we can get better, rather than, you know, patting ourselves on the back. We ain't going to do that.
Yeah, a few thoughts on Luton. Obviously, they've been in good form. They're right
yeah,
up there.
Much so.
It's a game between two big teams with big histories, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But like you say, it's 3 points that are available on Saturday, and it's about us and how we go about it and what we do. And we're looking forward to it.
We've touched on your competition for places. Just lastly, how are you looking numbers-wise? Anybody definitely out or coming back in?
The only one missing at the moment is Michael Kane through illness. He's been off this week with illness, so he's the only one missing. But we're delighted that Colin Daniel and Armin Ganule have joined in training again today, so that gives me a bigger headache.
And we've talked about it being a nice problem to have, I guess, when you've got a lot of fixtures coming up. The more the merrier in a squad sense.
Yeah, very much so. You like I say, you always want options, and we've certainly got that at this moment in time, touch wood.